Subject: Social Studies, Geography, Class 5. Topic: Factors that affect our climate. Hello children. In this chapter, we are going to discuss the factors that affect our climate. Many people get confused between the weather and climate. So, at first, let's see the basic difference between the weather and climate. What is weather? Weather is the condition of the atmosphere over a short period of time. The weather of a place can change rapidly, or we can say it keeps on changing from time to time. For example, it may be clear sky in the morning, while may be covered with dark clouds in the evening. It may start raining in the morning, but the afternoon may be bright and sunny. The weather of a particular place depends on the temperature, rainfall, pressure, and the condition of the atmosphere. Meteorology. The study of weather conditions is known as meteorology. Let's see what is climate. Climate is the average weather condition of a place over a long period of time. A place is said to have a dry climate if it gets very little rain over a period of many years. A place that gets a lot of rain for many years is said to be having a wet climate. Now, different parts of the world have different climates. There are many factors that influence the climate of a place. They are: distance from the equator, altitude, distance from the sea, direction of winds, humidity. Distance from the equator. The earth gets heated by the rays of the sun falling on it. The rays are direct or vertical at the equator and slanting at the poles. Hence, the places near the equator get heated more rather than places near the poles. So, the different parts of the earth receive different amounts of heat from the sun. Depending on the amount of heat received, there are three climatic or heat zones on the earth. They are the torrid zone, the temperate zone, and the frigid zone. The torrid zone. The area on both sides of the equator between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn is called the torrid zone. The word torrid means extremely hot. As it lies near the equator, this zone receives maximum heat. It is hot throughout the year. The temperate zone. The areas that lie between the Tropic of Cancer and the Arctic Circle in the Northern Hemisphere, and the Tropic of Capricorn and the Antarctic Circle in the Southern Hemisphere are called the temperate zone. This region has a mild climate, neither very hot nor very cold. The frigid zone. The areas between the Arctic Circle and the North Pole in the Northern Hemisphere, and between the Antarctic Circle and South Pole in the Southern Hemisphere are called the Frigid Zone. This zone receives very little heat from the sun. They are very cold and large parts are covered with snow throughout the year.